Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, I'm going to do something different today. The Bible says that we become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And with that said, and that talks about that in 1 Corinthians 9:22, by the way, check it out. And over the last 17 years of national ministry, radio, broadcasting into 156 cities today and 53 countries, we have never, ever taken the time to show everybody all of the facets concerning this ministry. For no other reason than we don't need to. A lot of people, if you take the time to dig into us and look on sonsoflibertyradio.com, you're going to know who we are. There's a lot to us. There's a lot of facets on this ministry. And that's what Paul meant in 1 Corinthians 9:22 when he said, I became all things to all men to win the more to Christ. This last week, we were talking about, the giftings and how if you're faithful with a little, you'll be faithful with much. And it's interesting because when you think about that, it talks about how the gifts multiply. And when you put that up against what you see in America today, especially the church, you see a lack of Christianity because you know my Christianity by Christ exhibiting and bearing fruit through me, John 15:8. Not without it, but with it. And that's why scripture comes to my aid when it talks about in Matthew 7:22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name and in thy name cast out devils and in thy name done many wonderful works? Well, you can even have the gifts of the Spirit, but you can still be a worker of iniquity. And the Lord says what? Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Well, we've always held to the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 8:20, if we speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. Jesus came to magnify the law, not to eradicate the law. Think not that I come to destroy the law. I come not to destroy, but to what? He came to magnify that law, and we magnify it through faith. I'm thinking of Matthew 5. I'm also thinking of Romans 3:31. So with that said, you know, thinking about the gifts of the Spirit and then how it talks about when they multiply, going back to the gifts of the Spirit and the gifts that we have that God has given us and has the, how we're supposed to use them. And again, if we're faithful with little, we'll be faithful with much. Well, we've always done that here at this ministry. As a matter of fact, the Lord counted me faithful in putting me into the ministry, first of all. Okay, I didn't do that. He did that. I'm his first and foremost. I'm a husband. I'm a daddy to five boys. I'm the overseer of the ministry, national ministry, Sons of Liberty, and you can run international.com. I'm a show host. As you know, we broadcast into 153 cities. I'm an author of several books. I write a daily article on sonsoflibertymedia.com, except the weekends. I'm also the main speaker at all the events that we do. I've done this probably 2,000 to 3,000 times, leaning more into the 3,000 number than into the 2,000 number. Concerning the dates that we take on across the country. I'm also the driver. We just got off a tour last month, a 75-hour round trip, and you get absolutely no complaints from us in this ministry. Why? Because my prayer is that the Lord will lay to our charge more than what he even meant to lay to our charge. I don't want to stand before the Lord on judgment day and say, well, we did what you told us to do. No, I want to do exceedingly abundantly above what he called us to do. I'm asking, Lord, for more giftings. I'm asking for those that have left off the call of God to lay them to this ministry, into my family, that we might be spent for his glory. And so we, on that final day, Matthew 25:23 comes to my aid, where it tells us, the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And that's exactly right. Folks, the more that you're spent for the kingdom of God and the purposes of the Lord, you enter into the joy of the Lord. It's not the other way around. The more you're spent, folks, guess what? The more you lose your life for his cause, the more you find your life in his. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose of introducing you to my wife and my son. Back in the end of the 90s, I was in a band called Junkyard Prophet. The first time we played out, we were second best unsigned. I don't know how that works to a band called POD. They were MTV's darling. We smoked POD. I'm not trying to play the Dominion game here, but friends, when it comes down to tit for tat in the sense of talent, they weren't even close to who we were and what it is that we had. And they never have. And it wasn't an issue of how good we were. It's an issue of, will you sell out so we can use you, saith the devil. Well, we never compromised that. So after playing out, we went to the Minnesota State Fair. We got 5 record label offers. We had an opportunity to do European tours. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we never compromised. And it even got to the point where we wouldn't compromise, where I began to, on request, to do a high school assembly. We ended up taking that band into public schools all over the country. We've done 365 public high schools, winning the young people in a non-compromising fashion. Friends, we never compromised the Word of God, but we brought the best to the kids. We brought MTV, the Christian version of MTV. Actually, it's the other way around, but I'm trying to make the connection so you can understand what I'm saying. And so what happened, friends, is we transpired from doing that and selling tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of CDs all over the state, the Midwest area. A couple of years ago, we jumped on tour because we had some major label interests working with us from Geffen Records as well as that of Warner Brothers. And he picked up the band, and we had an issue of trying to find a singer. I'm trying to say a lot in a short amount of time here. And we were looking for a singer, and we thought we had one, and we found compromise in the guy's life. We couldn't use him. We just got done doing videos. Well, that said, one day I just came in the house, and my son was 12 years old. I said, Sam, we call him Buggy. I said, can you sing these songs? And he looked at me with a confident smile on his face and said, Dad, of course I can. I said, what I want to do is I want to take you into the studio, and I want to do 2 to 3 demos, and I want to send them off to California to see what they say over there. Warner Brothers, Geffen Records, the VP was working with us. And we ended up going into the studio in Minneapolis. We worked with a guy named Brian Bart. Anybody in the Midwest knows who Brian Bart is. He's the best of the best as far as the producers that we have here. We go in there. We do 3 songs. I send them off to Los Angeles, California. Within 5 minutes after sending them, I get a phone call from the VP of Geffen and Warner Brothers saying, is this your son? And I said, yes. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to tee it up, and I'm going to introduce you to Buggy, and we'll tell you more about who we are and what it is that we've done and how we're being spent for the glory of Jesus Christ non-compromisingly across the United States and the world. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check this out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, please go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the left side of the page. There we are. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Go to SOL Radio Live and jump on that link as well. Subscribe to that link. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. So I'm going to go ahead and introduce you to my son. And there he is right there. Hey, Sam. We call him Buggy, friends. We call him Buggy because when we were doing high schools, when he was just a little baby, we used to put him in this buggy and we'd go around saying hello to everybody in the high school, the principals and the gist, just to introduce ourselves to everybody. But Sam, I just want to say, this is probably really bizarre to a lot of people, but I want to tell the story, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you answer, and then I'm going to give them a little taste, okay? But I was just telling everybody the story of how when I came into this studio, as a matter of fact, where I'm sitting right now, you were sitting at the table. I don't know what you were doing, but I looked at you and I said, Sam, do you think that you can sing these songs? What is it that you said back to me? I'm curious.
I said, yeah, I can sing those songs. I was 12 years old, and I was raised around it my whole life, so it just kind of, it came easy. I didn't really feel I had to prepare for it. I had to, memorize, specific lyrics and stuff like that, but I just felt it kind of was almost like second nature.
That's right, and that's pretty much what it was. That's how you were trained up. And I think it would train up a child in the way he will go, and that's exactly what happened. You're under that anointing your whole life, and then there you are a part of that anointing. And what's interesting is I also kind of teed up the fact that I said to you, because you looked at me confidently, and I said, so you think you can sing these songs? And you said, I know I can. I remember it. And I remember the way you looked at me, and I didn't doubt it, which was really bizarre. And then we called Brian Bard up, and what's interesting, folks, they call it the Third Coast here because of the respect that the musicians have here in Minnesota. And we called him up. I said, listen, I want to bring my son in. I called up Warner Brothers Geffen, VP, that was managing the band during that particular time. I said, I'm going to give him a shake. And so he didn't even take it serious. So what happened is we ended up going into Brian Bart's studio. When we were in the studio, you were just killing it. I mean, and I'm not saying this because you're my kid. Listen, folks, you're going to get more of what I'm saying right now coming from others more than me in a minute here. But what was interesting is you were just killing it, and me and Mom were looking at each other like, what's going on here, Lord? It was pretty cool the way that it was just coming out of you. So we did the three songs. I sent the songs up to or down, over to the West Coast to the VP there. And I remember within 5 minutes, I got a phone call from Jason. He called me, said, is this Buggy? And I said, yes, this is Buggy. Why? He said, Bradley, he said, I had to pull over on the side of the road. I said, why is that? He said, I can't explain it. He said, I got the goosebumps. It was the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's Isaiah 10:27. And he didn't know that. And he said, this is really him. And I said, yeah, that's really him. And so he said, do you realize the marquee value of what this could bring in the sense of an audience? Because now we have a 12-year-old kid that can actually bring it. And so with that said, I remember we ended up flying out. By the way, this is important. There's so much to say in such a short amount of time. But what was crazy about this is I remember Mike Clank was the producer of Guns N' Roses. We also talked to Terry Date from Pantera and others. We pretty much had a free hand at a producer that we wanted. Well, we contacted Mike Clank. Mike Clank listened to the CD. He calls us back, and he basically set up time. We ended up flying into L.A. because Mike Clank, the producer of Guns N' Roses and Megadeth, wanted to meet Sam because he didn't believe that it was Sam that was actually doing it. Do you remember that, Sam?
Yeah.
What was your thoughts? Because, I mean, Guns N' Roses is still kind of a big deal to the world, right? But yep. When you have the world's attention the way that you got it really quick, it was kind of, I don't want to say, it didn't surprise me at all. None of this surprised me. I just didn't know how to take it as fast as it was coming in. And so when we were sitting there, we met with him at a cafe in Los Angeles. And we just sat there. Tell everybody what Mike Clank did, Sam, when he sat down.
Yeah, I still remember the name of the place. It was Nat's Bar and Grill. We were sitting there, and I think I was having pancakes and eggs or something. It was funny. You and him were kind of going back and forth. And he just kind of was just stuffing my face, and he looked over at me. He's like, so that was you on the album, huh? I said, yeah. Yeah, and he was just kind of like, huh. That's kind of what I remember.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So before we knew it, friends, Buggy, I'm going to go ahead and tee up a video here for him. But before we knew it, what had happened, friends, is we ended up getting on a tour with Drowning Pool, Creed. There was other bands that were involved as well. But this 12-year-old kid was pulled up into a major tour just instantaneously. And what was crazy about it is the way that the people just sat there and watched him, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit of this. It's not for everybody, folks, but again, becoming all things to all men to win the more to Christ. Let's not forget about the lost. That's what we're called to do. We're called to be the light in a dark place, okay? Well, that's what we did. So what I'm going to show you is I'm going to show you the first show that Sam did in part. And what we'll do is I'll show you another one before we pull up his mom, who's also doing album projects as well. And again, we're introducing ourselves to you after 17 years for the very reason that it's time to let the cat out of the bag, per se, because we are literally being spent. It's not just radio. It's not just events here, friends. It is everything and anything. Any door of opportunity opens that we go right through it. And that is just the truth of the matter. So you guys ready for this? This is Sam's very first real show. It was sold out. This was a place called Jerome, Idaho, and this will give you a little taste as to what the VP from Warner Brothers and also that of what Brian Clank heard the first time they heard Sam. So check this out. We'll be right back.
on all to the king, get a dream you see. How long, no one to reality. Be a man, take a stand of the Kennedy sweet. Shiver the beach, sign Normandy. No limit to my time, forget family. Take a time, don't let the hypocrisy. Take the land of the free, not the Germany. Stop my dad, take a what you want. I get a man and a man, see a man apart. And everybody in the house, from the back to front. Stop my dad, take a what you want. I get a man and a man, see a man apart. And everybody in the house, from the back to front. Turn away from his hand, you ain't hearing that. You gotta die to yourself, you ain't feeling that. Cause it's been a whole place, take a paper back. Wanna do it your way, see you turn your back on. Tell the father, be taking a little follow me, making a sign of that, I'm making it a little harder. Don't even bother, unless you're willing to holler, make it harder, a little harder, give it up to be a martyr. Love my cat, figure what you want, look at the man in the mirror, see a man.
Okay, so you get a little idea, friends, as to what he was doing there during that first show. And again, what we're doing here, friends, is just exhibiting our giftings here and showing you the facets that are on the belt of this ministry and becoming all things to all men to win the more to Christ, 1 Corinthians 9:22. So check it out. I also want to show you another one that was he had over 1 million views on it. It's called Alarm for War. By the way, I wanted to let you know too, we also had one of the 100 top hit songs in the United States of America, and this is coming out of the gate. So some pretty cool stuff happened right away, and here's another song. He's got about 1 million views on this one. Okay, Alarm for War. Oh, and by the way, that guy in the back playing the drums, that just happens to be yours truly. Nobody can say we've been bragging about anything, friends, because this is the first time we let you know. So not too bad for a little punk kid, friends, but again, just exhibiting to you and sharing with you the giftings of this ministry on so many different fronts. Our whole family is being spent for the purposes of what we are doing here. Sam, I remember the first show that we did do, and I'm talking about the major one in Idaho there. And I think I was probably more bewildered by the way that people just stood there and wanted to see if it was really you singing it. How did you feel When you first got out of the bus and you seen that it was a sold out show, were you moved by that? Because you really didn't seem like you were moved by that. What was going through you? I'm curious.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool that we were getting that many people to show up. It was actually funny as, we're setting up the stuff on stage and people thought, you know, we were the setup guys. And then we were the ones that were, started singing. It was like, that was pretty cool. And then just seeing the people, lined up at the door, and then, you kind of going back and forth with the people, it was pretty cool. I mean,
I got to take a hard break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to share a little more information concerning what we're talking about right now. Introducing you to Buggy from Alarm for War, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back on the other side.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is disputing Russian claims it has seized the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby noting there are still pockets of resistance despite Kremlin claims. The fall of the city would be key for Moscow's campaign to seize the eastern part of Ukraine. Democrats are crediting President Biden with unifying NATO and Western allies in the face of Russian aggression in Ukraine. But Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says this is the wrong way of looking at it.
What has brought NATO closer together over the last 2 months, I suspect, is not so much the skilled diplomacy of Joe Biden, but it is the new perception of a common danger of Russia that posed to NATO members, especially the NATO members who are on the Eastern Front with Russia.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, we're hearing of more atrocities committed by Russian soldiers.
More claims of Russian atrocities in Ukraine. New satellite images appear to show expansion of mass graves near the besieged Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which the city council claims could hold as many as 9,000 souls. Maxar Technologies released 5 satellite photographs dated between March 19th and April 3rd. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to give you a little more buggy here real quick. Years old, folks. Some people are saying proud dad. Of course I'm proud. But I'll tell you what was more impressive, friends, is this kid didn't know how not to do it. He was one of those guys that just did it. And I think that's what was so impressive about what we all seen. And I want people to understand something here. Yeah, I'm gloating in my son a little bit, but I want to tell you something first and foremost. This kid was prophesied in, number one. And number two, he's been used for the Lord since he's been born. Now he's 18 years old. He's a gifted kid is what he is, but I'm showing you and introducing you to the family that I've never introduced you to before. And why now? I have no idea. It's time to show everybody. And the reason that we've held much of this information back is because it was compartmentalized. Working with record labels, working with sponsors, and then working with dates, working with high schools, colleges, churches, radio interviews, television interviews, whatever the case is, it didn't matter. It's so compartmentalized, but I get it all. It's really cool how it works, but you just become what the Lord needs you to become during that particular time. So what I want to do is I don't bring Buggy back up, and while I bring Buggy back up, Buggy, we were just talking a couple minutes ago about the first time that you were actually brought up in a sold-out concert where we played with that of Creed, Drowning Pool. And it was interesting because Sam was just telling us during the last segment how we were kind of like being tested in so many words. People thought we were somebody else because Sam was 12 and 13 years old at that time. Well, it's funny because in the back of the bus, he's being interviewed by the main radio station in Jerome, Idaho. They wanted Sam to do the interview. I didn't notice anybody else on those interviews, not even Drowning Pool, because this has never been done in the metal scene before. This could have been a really big deal if there wasn't a crash 3 years ago and the whole music industry went belly up. But I also highlighted, Sam, one of the facts that when you were up there, I asked you what it was like for you when you got up there. You didn't know not to do it. You just got up there and did it. And I also want to reiterate the point, because I'm going to pull up Mom here in a minute, that me and Mom were sitting back there just kind of befuddled. We were bewildered as to what was going on, because it was like you were doing what only a pro could do. And I'm not saying that just because you're my kid, but listen, that's what everybody observed. Well, during the first show, we were tested, and I knew we were going to be tested. People wanted to see, could we bring it? I told Sam, Buggy, after the first show, I said, now wait until tomorrow, because we were in Montezula. We did another show there with the same bands. And what was interesting is when we got to the second show, I told Sam, I said, now they're going to be on the outside watching you. What was the second show like, Sam? What did that look like concerning what was going on the side of the stage?
Well, we walked in, we were loading up our gear. And I think literally the first thing that somebody said to me was walking in, he's like, oh, it's a teenage rock star. And then once we started going, I think it was you that first noticed all the band members from Sick Puppies, Creed, Drowning Pool, they were lined up toward my bottom left-hand side, just watching me while we were doing that. So
let me ask you something that's more important than all of this, which is really cool. It's just a response to the Lord out of love for him, for what he's done for us. That's what we're highlighting here, friends, using our giftings for him. What was it that you seen concerning those people? What was the difference between the people that were on the bus and the people that we went out to minister to? What did you see that was different amongst the people?
Well, different with the people as far as, you know, the people that were there. They're lost people, and, you know, you're out there singing, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. So you just see kind of people that are used to, you know, they're used to the normal secular bands coming in. And then when you actually have someone come in, they're almost awestruck by, you know, probably a few different things, probably because they weren't used to a 12, 13-year-old kid out there singing, but also because of the lyrics that they were hearing, you know, spit out at them while they were out there, you know, doing their thing at the normal scene. So,
yeah. Well, yeah. Listen, I thought it was time that we did this. Yeah, I'm proud of you. I mean, I love my kid, folks. And I hope that you would accept him for the way you've accepted me in so many different ways. But I'll tell you what, his message is the gospel. His message is the same message that I have kicked out for 17 years on this radio program. So there's no difference. There's no compromise. And it's absolutely astounding to sit back and watch a little 13-year-old kid get up on stage and everybody, folks, on the floor. The sold out show, they were doing nothing but just sitting there and standing and staring at Sam. And when we were done, they came out and said, was that you really singing? Well, it was. It was. And out of the mouth of babes and sucklings comes forth what? Perfected phrase, as unto who? The Lord, folks. He's glorified. And I desire that my family glorifies, yields themselves over to the Lord in such a fashion that he's glorified through them. So far, so good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up my wife now, if you don't mind. And I want to introduce. Thanks, Sam. I totally appreciate you, kiddo.
Thank you.
Yep. And I want to introduce you to my wife here. Her name is Stephanie Joy. We've been working with a guy named Val Garay. He's got about 99 gold records on his wall. And interestingly enough, 4 years ago, we'd actually flew out to L.A. Stephanie did an album with Val. Val hired a band. It happened to be Alanis Morissette's band. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, the PR guy that Sam was using, y'all heard of Judas Priest, y'all heard of Ronnie James Dio, y'all heard of those bands, right? Yeah, that's who was pumping this little punk kid that was praising the Lord in front of the multitudes. But that's also who we used on Stephanie's side as well. And I actually played drums in both projects, both the metal project and on the R&B project. But Stephanie, so when we first went out, after we got connected through the VP again from Geffen Records and Warner Brother Records to Val Garay, and we went over to Val's, we met Val. After we met Val, he said yes to an album. He wanted to do an EP. It was six songs. And he said he was going to use Alanis Morissette's band. And he used Second to None. They were great musicians, not taking any of that away from any of them. They were Second to None. They were fantastic. They really were. What was going through your mind when you actually had the opportunity to step in with the big boys? I mean, this happened really quick. I mean, you didn't even really have a chance to take a breath. It was just we met with them, and then, yes, it was on. What were your thoughts transitioning from doing high schools? Well, you did a lot of television commercials as well, but from television commercials, even movies, and that to the music scene, what was the transition like going from, you know, doing all the high schools all over the country to now I'm in the big league?
Well, I think, as you said, it did happen quite fast. It was like, okay, you know, we had made a connection, like you said, with the man from Geffen Records. He said, listen, I know a guy. He's a producer. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer. He works with women well, blah, blah, blah. And so we sent him over basically a demo, kind of an EP.
Yeah, and what were some of the bands? By the way, what were some of the artists that he worked with that he kind of tried to sell us on? Wasn't it like Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, even in Queensryche, he went back and forth from metal. James Taylor. Go on, Steph. What are some of the names that I...
Yeah, Dolly Parton, James Taylor. He's worked with so many different people that I think throughout the years, Betty Davis Eyes. I'm trying to think of her name.
Oh, yeah. Kim Carnes.
Kim Carnes.
Yeah, 1983. Was it 1983? He had the number one album in, what, 30-some countries?
Yeah, he was producer of the year, record of the year. Sorry.
That's right.
1981.
That's right.
Betty Davis Eyes, Kim Carnes. So he's worked with all these different people, Blue Bayou.
So were you intimidated? I guess that's the point.
Let me just say this. When you walk into his studio, he literally, in all of his walls, has gold and silver records, I mean, heaping upon another. And then when you go to where he's producing everything, and he's got his Grammys right there, it was a little intimidating. I'm not going to say that he didn't stretch me, because he definitely did. You know, I kind of like to go all out with my singing, and he kind of puts, you know, the saddle on the horse, so to speak, a little bit.
Yep.
But he's like, you know, do that live. This is going to be like your album.
Linda Ronstadt's another. Here's the question. Who hasn't he worked with? That's the best way to say it. And he's a friend of the family, and we love Val. And again, I want to go back to this, because what I want to highlight here, Stephanie, is the fact that if we're faithful in little, we'll be faithful within much. And the fact of the matter is these opportunities were given unto us because we were faithful and uncompromising every step of the way. And we're talking about the music projects that are part of my family, my wife and my son. We do a metal front, a rap metal, and we also do a R&B front. Stephanie, let me go ahead and do this. Let me go ahead and just introduce everybody to one of your songs real quick. You had over about 1 million views on this one particular song. It happens to be my favorite song. Am I being biased? Probably, because I knew that there was an anointing on it. But folks, tell me what you think of this one. It's called Walk Your Road. I'll let you listen to a little bit of Stephanie here real quick.
I know it's hard to stand all alone. I know you want to fit with the show. I know you walk a narrow road, but know that you are never.
See my socks that I had on there, folks? It's like, whoa.
So walk your road.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Got Stephanie Joy with us right now, introducing you to my wife and my son. I took my son on first just to kind of show you how we become all things to all men to win the more to Christ. And that's what we've been doing since the very beginning of ministry. As a matter of fact, it started in April 20th of 1999 when two kids walked into a school and shot it up. We noticed everybody is running from the schools. Well, where they ran, we ran too. And we got in the fight and we got to the young people. And these are the gifts that the Lord put around me in order to win them over. And he's equipped us in doing that. God doesn't use us for our abilities. He uses us for our availabilities. But when the abilities are given to us, the gifts are given unto us, of course, it's more than awesome when we can connect it to when the Kronos meets the Kairos, right? And, again, so I'm introducing you to my wife, Stephanie, right now, and her project, Stephanie Joy. Stephanie, what I want to do is I want to just read this off really quick because we see this all the time. We see work. Self-professed Christian artists who are homosexuals and lesbians, we've seen them come out as closet, such as Jennifer, as closeted, right? They came out, they professed to be Christians, they used the Christian scene. You knew there was no anointing, there was no call of God in their life, but the said Christians in the label industry, the record label industry, just took them in regardless. Even when they, for a better way of saying it, sucked. Right? Jennifer Knapp, lesbian. Dan Hazeltine, homosexual. Vicky Beeching, lesbian. Marcia Stevens, lesbian. Ray Bolt, homosexuals. And what have they done? They've deceived Christian audiences because self-professed Christians just didn't know the difference. So when you see this happening in the Christian scene, isn't that like fuel to the fire? Doesn't that fan the flame all the more within you as to maybe one of the main reasons you want to get out there and take precedent over the compromise? Because that's what we're called to do by the Holy Ghost, is it not?
Well, absolutely. I think I'm glad you came back to this because I wanted to hit on that. A lot of people who end up in the music scene and they become very famous, they start off with a Christian foundation. You're looking at, you know, Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, a lot of these people who are in the mainstream world artists, they start off with some sort of Christian foundation. But what happens, I was just talking to a guy today, a lot of these people, they start off singing Christian music and then they compromise. The thing that you mentioned in the last segment was we went out.
Well, we've seen that from... But wait a second, I seen that right away, because when I was in Junkyard Prophet, we played with Bride, we played with Guardian, we played with Nuvo, we played with these Christian bands. There was very far and few between that were actually the real deal, and I noticed the compromise right away, and it was the Holy Ghost bringing discernment that something was seriously wrong, because I seen these people professing one thing, but behind closed doors they were something completely different.
That's right. And if you're doing praise and worship, you should be a pure vessel that's singing praise and worship unto the Lord. And for me, praise and worship, I was talking to someone today and I said, I don't care what you do inside the church building. I don't care. You can lift your hands. You can sing a song. You can yada, yada, yada. I'm more interested. What do you do when you leave that building?
Yep.
Because praise and worship is an offering of your lifestyle, your choices unto the Lord, not lifting up your hands and singing a song. So I think what we find is a lot of people who are professed Christians, not true Christians, they come across as very, you know, religious, and they're singing these songs, but they're tainted vessels. They're not a sweet-smelling savor unto the Lord. And I think a lot of what we see, even in the quote-unquote Christian world today, it's a compromised message. Or rather than that, even it's no message at all. We're here as Christians, our
Steph, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to have a conversation here on this topic. But it's interesting. They can have the message, but without the anointing, they're just as worthless, more damning in many cases.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I've heard some of the best singers in the world, and they have the goods. No doubt, God has blessed them with voices that are incredible. But everything that they sing drops to the ground.
There's no
anointing that breaks yoke of bondage. A lot of times people will say, oh, you know, I got the goosies when you sang. It's like, that's how a worldly mind will really describe it. But what it really is, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. And you mentioned the high school singing programs. And every time before we would do music, because I always say music was the tool to have the hearts of the kids open to receive the message. And we always sang a gospel spiritual before you talk, because it really does usher in the presence of God. It ushers in the anointing, whether or not they realize it or not. That's what they're experiencing. And so when you have people who are compromised in their lives, they may sing a good song, but if there is no anointing, there's no breaking through to the heavens and really going before the throne of God.
Okay, so what I want to do, Stephanie, is I want to go back and I want to play my favorite. I'm just going to play it in part, friends, but this is my second favorite, and you should see the reviews on these, by the way, friends. Again, don't listen to what I have to say. Listen to what the people have to say, and notice who they're praising. It's not Bradley Dean. It's not Stephanie Joy. It's not Buggy. It's Jesus Christ, and when we can get out of the way with the giftings that he anoints, I'll tell you what, then and then alone will he be glorified, and that's exactly what we get to see all over the country, friends. So what I want to do is, this is the one that we have been shopping, and I don't know why. This was the one that was really kind of, what do I want to say? This was the one that would have really broke out there, and I want to share it with all my friends on sonsoflibertyradio.com. So check this out, friends. This is another one of Stephanie Joy's song.
Try
some people might say, well, Bradley, then what's the problem? Well, I can tell you the problem is we just finished this album, actually two of the albums, and the music industry went belly up. And then all of a sudden, what was right after that? The pandemic. And the other part of that may be is we don't compromise, and we've never compromised our stance. What you hear on the radio is what you're going to get when you see us. It's going to be the same message. And I think people compromise the cross. They talk about how they're going to cross over, but they forget to take the cross. And I'm going to tell you why they forget to take the cross is because they never took the cross on in the first place, even before they went into the Christian scene. What say you, Steph?
Well, I think that's true. I've heard people say that before. If I cross over, I'm taking the cross over. Well, we
yeah.
see the fruit of what
Look
happens.
Look at Amy Grant.
Yeah, you see the fruit. That, you know, slowly, and what happens is people don't understand that compromise doesn't just happen like one big thing at a time. Compromise is where you little by little by little by little sell out to what you know is not right. So I think what happens is we see a lot of times where people say, well, listen, if you want to reach a larger audience, you're not going to have to – you're going to have to, like, widen things. And more of a positive message, not so much Christian-based, not Jesus, not Christ, not the cross, but just, you know, lyrics that make people feel good. And it's like, we're here, we don't have these talents and abilities because we did anything of ourselves. We have these talents and abilities because God gave them to us for his glory. So if we're going to use them, we're going to use them for his glory and not compromise it out. And I think that's true. I think people are waiting to see. You know, it's funny because
somebody that really believes what they preach.
Exactly. A lot of times people say, you know, Christians, a lot of times Christians copy the world, the worldly thing.
Yeah.
The world gives us Batman, the church creates Bible man. It's like a worldling is going to look at you and say, why, what do you have that I don't have? You're trying to be just like me. Why would I want to be like you?
Yeah.
If we can show an uncompromising gospel message where it's Christ in truth, people are going to draw to that because the Bible says if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And that's our goal, and that's what we're trying to do.
Okay, so if you want to check out the websites, friends, I did my part. Go to alarmforwar.com. Alarmforwar.com. It's based off of Jeremiah 4:19. Stephanie, how do people get a hold of you?
Go to stephaniejoymusic.com. Again, stephaniejoymusic.com. Also, if you go on to Sons of Liberty, there's a link there, too, as well. But you'll see music videos, how to get the music, that sort of thing. Support what we do because we want to get it out there.
Cool. All right. Thanks. Folks, there it is. This is who we are. Love you by what we do. First down 318. See ya.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.